بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم دمر الله عليهم وللكافرين أمثالها. In this chapter which we are reading, in which we are called upon that we should meditate, we should think for ourselves. And in various other ayats, Allah has emphasized that think for yourself, don't just go with what people are saying. Think whether what they are saying is right or wrong. Whether it is the media, don't take that as the truth. Whether it is the government, whether it is anyone, find out for yourself what is the actual matter. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala clearly says that if you don't do that, if you don't verify, then you will get involved in a lot of harm and wrong. You will falsely accuse people. You will be part of that. So find out actually what is happening. Yeah, with this reference, yeah, it is that think in the creation of Allah Ta'ala and realize the existence of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. By just thinking, Allah has given you that faculty of thinking, of pondering. Allah has given you your brains, use it. And if you use it and in the correct way, you will come to the conclusion which Allah says, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created all this in vain. There was a definite purpose for you to create all this. And that was not just to benefit in this dunya from the creation, but more to realize the existence of Allah. We eat a banana, no problem. But think a bit when you're eating that banana. It is meant for your nourishment. It is meant perhaps for your enjoyment also. But think how, who created this banana? Who made it? The farmer did not make it. No one made it. It was only Allah. The farmer planted the seeds, looked after his crops, etc. But the banana for it to grow, who made it? The apple that we eat, who made that apple? It is only Allah Ta'ala. So from all that, we should recognize Allah Ta'ala. And in that, there's so much of detail. The Quran Sharif is filled with it. And if we just apply our minds a little bit, we will develop that iman which will be of the highest level. Now here in this ayat, the last ayat in this chapter which Imam Nawawi quotes, is a different aspect of pondering and meditating. That is, not only in the creation of Allah, but Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not these people travel on the earth? Why don't they travel? Have they not traveled on the earth and seen? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. What was the end result of the people before them? Whether it was the people, a mighty and strong nation of Thamud and Ad, who used to say, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is more stronger than us? We are the all-powerful. We are the absolute power. Allah says, اللَّهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Don't they realize Allah is more greater than them? And what was the final destination and result? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah completely annihilated them. No sign of them was left. They were completely destroyed. All the beautiful buildings which they carved out from mountains, beautiful mansions which they had made, nothing was left. They were completely destroyed. So Allah says, take a lesson from all this also. We see people, there were so many people who were so wealthy, so powerful in their time. What's left of them? Nothing is left. Fir'aun, who used to say, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى. I am your great God. I have got control over everything. Today, what is happening? Only the curses of people are on Fir'aun. Nobody takes his name with any goodness. And those who obeyed Allah's commandment, Nuh alayhi salam, immediately it will come alayhi salam also with him. We'll speak of the Sahaba who made the great sacrifices, immediately it will come on the tongue, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But for Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, no such words will come out. So think about this also, those who disobeyed Allah. What was the end result? We also, if we disobey Allah, there will be nothing left of us. Nobody will even remember us. Even our own children, if we were living that type of life, fighting in the house all the time and making a big nuisance of ourselves, the children will also be just too happy that he has died. As one lady said, that when her husband passed away, haruchyu ke marigyu, better that he died. That will be our condition. And if we obeyed Allah and lived a good life, they will cry for us, they will make isali sawab for us, they will speak good about us, though we should not do it for that niyyah, but that is the result. So Allah says, look at the lives of the people also. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا. And all those who disobey Allah, that same end result will come to them also. So we should make tawbah, istighfar. Allah has opened that door and left it open, wide open. Take advantage of it. We should make tawbah, istighfar. When once maut comes and the clear signs of maut, then even if a person wants to make tawbah, he won't be able to make. One person of Pakistan who then studied in Europe or America, and he had studied lot of things, lot of knowledge he acquired. He came back, whatever he did in his whole life, when his time of his maut came near, people told him, make tawbah. He said that I've studied so much, I've got so much of knowledge, and I can give you the details of so many things, all fine details, but that word you are saying, that word doesn't want to come on my tongue. The tawbah itself is a big reality, it is not just the word, but he says even that word doesn't want to come on my tongue. So we have to fear that time when maut will come, and then we want to make tawbah, we will not be able to make. And what our gunas, which cause a blockage for us, like our cars, if our fuel pipe, there is a blockage, in the carburetor there is some dirt, and the petrol is not going through, the fuel is not going through properly, that car stalls, it's stuck, you are stuck with it. So if we in our lives also, sometimes we see the words of deen don't want to come, our minds are gone blank. We don't remember the number of rakats we are making also. We got no concentration in our namaz also. If at the time of maut it comes, that the kalima doesn't want to come on our tongue. That we don't think of the kalima. So this is our gunas that are causing that blockage. Make tawbah, clean the fuel pipe. Remove all the dirt. There is an airlock, remove the air from the braking system of the car. Whatever it is, make tawbah sincerely and turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah just loves to forgive. And this is also the great mercy of Allah that we commit such terrible sins. And just one tawbah we make and Allah forgives all the guna. So we should take advantage of it. Don't put disadvantage ourselves. And don't wait till it is too late when now tawbah will not be accepted. Allah give us tawfiq, and from all these ayat and these messages, use our brains and our mind that Allah has given us to think. Think about ourselves. Wafi anfusikum. Afala tubsirun. Allah says, just think in yourself and you will see Allah Ta'ala. Who made your eyes for you? Who gave you your brains, your heart, your lungs? Everything, none other but Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, we don't think of this. We'll spend a lot of hours thinking about a game we are playing on the phone. Thinking about other useless things, we will spend time and we will apply our minds properly. A small little thing in the house that needs fixing, we will apply our mind. We try and fix it ourselves. We can't. I must get somebody to come and fix it. But for our deen, we don't apply our mind. We don't think about it. And the deen or our deen is just a picture of deen. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give this example that if we have a picture of a lion, even little children, they'll take a knife and they'll cut the tail of the lion. They'll take out the eyes of the lion. It's a picture. What can the picture do? It's the same way we got the picture of deen. That's why nobody fears the Muslims anymore. We can do with the Muslims as we want to, turn them around as we want to, because they only got the picture of deen. But let a real lion come, and then see who can even go anywhere near the lion. We will stay very far from that lion. If the reality of deen comes into us, nobody will be able to even look up to us. Nobody will try and even point a finger to us if we bring the real deen into our lives. So this is all that we have to work towards, bringing the reality of deen, and not just live with the picture of deen our whole lives. And we die also only with the picture of deen, and reality didn't come into us. Allah give us all tawfiq and accept us for reality. Subhanallah.